From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. As the number of primary care providers shrinks, one business model is picking up the slack: urgent care. Business is brisk at walk-in medical centers, from drugstore chains staffed by nurses to standalone clinics operated by emergency room doctors. And if Congress succeeds in passing a health care bill that requires people to have insurance, the urgent care industry is expecting even more growth. From member station WFCR in Massachusetts, Karen Brown reports.
Denise Gagnier has felt miserable for days. She can't keep food down. She has a fever. So this morning she decided it was time to get checked out by her regular doctor.
My primary care doctor didn't have any urgent care appointments open, and they sent me here.
Here being the Family Care Medical Center, a standalone urgent care clinic in Springfield, Massachusetts, where Dr. Ira Helfand is catching up on Gagnier's recent medical history.
So, you got sick when?
On Monday.
You feeling nauseated still today?
I'm still nauseated.
It's her first visit to the clinic, which is set up for minor but urgent problems, acute illnesses or infections, sprained ankles, strep throat, problems that people want treated quickly and which don't need a hospital setting.
If I press on your stomach, does this, that sore?
Yeah.
How about over here?
It's tender.
This is the kind of care that straddles emergency medicine and primary care at about 8,300 urgent care centers nationwide. Dr. Helfand says most of his walk-in patients either don't have a primary care doctor or can't get in to see their doctor because of the overwhelming demand on general practices. In Massachusetts, doctors say that pressure has intensified since 2006, when the state required nearly all residents to have health insurance.
We have a number of the primary care physicians in the community regularly use us as an escape valve for their practice. They get a phone call from a patient who's got some illness they clearly need to be seen. They don't have the ability to see them that day, and so they refer the patient here.
The Massachusetts Medical Society recently found that 40% of primary care practices are closed to new patients. Meanwhile, hospital ERs are seeing more patients for routine, non-emergency problems. Urgent care entrepreneurs are expecting this scenario to play out nationally if Congress succeeds in getting insurance coverage to most Americans. Lou Ellen Horwitz, executive director of the Urgent Care Association of America, says roughly 100 new walk-in clinics open a year, and she thinks the pace will quicken if millions of previously uninsured people suddenly get insurance cards.
If there aren't enough physicians to see those folks, they're going to have to go somewhere else.
And unlike primary care offices, she says urgent care clinics, which tend to refer out the most complicated cases, are ready for an onslaught.
We're set up to take walk-ins. It's not as if our panel of patients would become full and we couldn't take any new patients anymore. Urgent care doesn't work that way.
In fact, as a business model, they rely on high volume. They're paid per patient at a rate much lower than emergency rooms, which is why Horwitz thinks urgent care centers offer one solution to rising health care costs.
The difference between the cost of coming to us and the cost of going to the emergency room is tremendous. You multiply that over the number of visits we see per year that possibly would have gone to an emergency room, and you're in multiple billions of dollars pretty quickly.
Of course, many doctors would rather see incentives put in place to retain and attract more people to primary care. Dr. Ira Helfand agrees that urgent care shouldn't replace regular checkups with a doctor who knows you. But at the moment, he says there are enough patients in line for care to fill all the waiting rooms to capacity. For NPR News, I'm Karen Brown in Springfield, Massachusetts.